You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. Come in, come in, come in. I am so happy to have you here. I'm your host, Valerie A. Campbell. And Vibe is an acronym, vision, intention, belief, and expectation. And I'd always like to ask, what are you thinking about? Are you focusing on what you want? Because if you don't focus on what you want, you're carving out your reality and you're going to call into your reality something that you do not want. Because your vibration is your energy in motion. Now, today I am especially happy because I have got an amazing lady on the phone. And we are going to have a conversation. So she's sitting here on the couch. And I just want to introduce you to her. Her name is Denise. And we're just going to have some girl talk today, if that's okay with you guys. We're going to have some girl talk. And I have known Denise from since 2002. And right now, Denise is on fire when it comes to dating, courtship, and relationships. And I just said, you know what, Denise, we need to talk. And I think that our listeners will benefit from it. So Denise, welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. I'm so happy to have you here. Say hello.
Hi, V. Hi, good evening. Thank you very, very much for having me on the show. I'm very, very excited.
I'm very excited to have you here. So for the benefit of the listeners, as I mentioned, I've known Denise for many years. And unbeknown to me at the time, when Denise and I would go out to different functions, Denise and I would have guys around us. We haven't got trees growing out of our faces, as you can imagine. And unbeknown to me at the time, it wasn't until maybe a few years later that Denise said to me, Valerie, how is it that, you know, guys seem to be so warm around you and, you know, you don't seem to frighten them away. They're like, you know, they're like bees to honey. How do you do that? And so coming from a background, as you know, where I worked with 100 men day in and day out for over 10 years, I really knew how a mind man works. And I was able to kind of share this information with Denise and literally see her transform. So Denise, I am so happy to have you on the show. And I would like to ask you, what was it that you would say was your breakthrough moment in moving from where you were to where you are now?
Wow. Well, first of all, I would like to say thank you very, very much, because as you've mentioned, this transformational journey would have never, ever happened if it was not for your help. Of course, at the time, I decided to change. I was really coming from a place of deep pain and despair. Literally, I think like I came to you and I literally called out at you like, help me, like I just can't take it any longer. So that was the place I was in. I was ready for a change. I was ready for the next step. I was ready for a solution. I didn't know if I was ever able going to, I didn't know if I was ever going to be able to experience anything else different than what I had, but I felt, okay, this has to change and stop. The breakthrough moment was from this, starting from the bottom, bouncing my way up gradually. So I recall one day Valerie tell me something so simple. So I guess I was in my turmoil and she could observe me from a distance, knew what was going on or where I did wrong. But, you know, if you're not ready to hear it, there's no point somebody coming to help and rescue you. And it was not until I was ready that she mentioned it. So the first thing that she said was, your candle is burning too bright when it comes to men that you like. So I was very offended, angry at first, also thinking, oh, no, and, you know, as we would be, you know, when we have to listen to some very constructive feedback. And then, yes, I literally starting to grow from there, you know. I was ready to listen, so we revisited the comment and what I had experienced to realize where I had gone wrong. So that was the first mini breakthrough, I would say, which would then introduce the next major one. I'm so sorry. I mean, Valerie, feel free to cut me off if you feel I talk too much.
I'm just going to interject there. So the first thing that you said, Denise, which I really want my listeners to take note of, is the fact that you said you were ready to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And saying that I always, you know, I always throw it and I say, you can never catch a ball unless you're ready to catch it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's no point giving somebody information if they're not ready to take it in, if they're not ready to apply it. And what you've just shared is that you were in that place of pain. And because you were in that place of pain, you needed a solution to the problem. So I really appreciate you actually starting from that point. So that was your first breakthrough. You mentioned about the light, the candle burning too bright. Do you think that you could expand on that just a little bit so that the listeners can understand what you mean by that?
Yeah, definitely. So I would say that I would get courted and I felt that I was doing the initial step quite right in terms of taking some time to observe and qualify the man as being suitable.
Mm-hmm.
Then I found myself, let's say, courted by what I would call the professional quarters, like literally expert specialist quarters, who might have come to me and felt, okay, yeah, this one might need a bit more work, because they would literally put on this facade that appeared to be, you know, this ideal man. I guess they would bounce off what I was giving away, possibly through questionings, to be like, give me the sense that I was this woman, like the woman for them.
What you're referring to is what I call wolf in sheep's clothing. So basically men presenting themselves with a mask, that they're this particular way, they're Prince Charming, but then behind the scenes, they're not.
Exactly. So that's exactly what happens. So yeah, those guy has a power. If you do not observe basic processes to establish who is who, then yeah, they have the power to make your head hurt, a turn into thinking that, yes, you found Mr. Right and everything is amazing and everything happening accelerated, in the sense that you feel on a high all the time. They're always there. They're doing so many things for you. They're always calling. They're present. They make you feel like the most amazing woman on the planet. And it's all fake and lies. So candle burning too bright is getting head over heel way too soon. So not necessarily even laying with a guy, but just getting infatuated at a too early stage. So that's what it is, like falling for whatever is presented and taking it as gospel. So that's what I meant by realizing that that's what I was doing. If I really was attracted by the guy and he was displaying all these behaviors towards me, I would see it as gospel and truth and then, yeah, fall for it.
Yes. And for my listeners, if you want more information on that, if you go to She's Got That Vibe, which is my first book, which is available on Amazon, there's a chapter there called Too Fast, Too Soon. And really, that's what Denise is explaining now. So Denise, you mentioned, and I know that my listeners are on tenterhooks, you mentioned a second breakthrough. Can you take us to that, please?
Totally, and it's really my pleasure to share, because if as many women as possible could realize that they actually hold the power within their hands, I guess that would be so unbelievable to comprehend. And I would not have been able to believe it until I have experienced it many times over. So my second massive major breakthrough is something as simple as literally what we call feminine energy. So it's just been literally finding me again, going back to me, going back to myself, going back to my feminine roots, if I can put it this way. And that transformed everything. And actually, to give you an analogy, an example, which was outstanding, as Valerie A. Campbell mentioned to you, we've known each other for quite a number of years. And I would just say that when I was in circles going out with other ladies' friends, I would tend to be, you know, nicely approached and courted. And it was, whenever I was with Valerie, it was pretty much to me like a known fact that when I'm with other girls, I get courted. When I'm with Valerie, I become invisible, literally. And I was thinking, okay, I wouldn't say we look, well, we look fairly similar, similar shape, you know, we're dressing well. But that was just a known fact. I was just like, I've learned and grown to accept it. And the transformational aspect of understanding feminine energy changed everything in a space of 1 week. Literally, the change was instantaneous once I got it. And I recall us going to a party. And all of a sudden, oh, we were both circled, like if they were no different, whether her, me. It was the very first time in my entire life I was experiencing something like that. And I thought, oh, wow. So that was quite outstanding, the feminine energy. Definitely. Mm.
So what would you say twigged in your head if you were to distinguish the difference between feminine energy and masculine energy? Because I imagine there's some women that are listening to you right now, and they're hearing you mention feminine energy, and they've probably heard, you know, this term bandied around, and they're thinking they're being feminine. But could you explain to listeners what that actually feels like?
Yeah, totally. Well, I'm going to explain it from my point of view, of course. Mm-hmm. And from my experience. So I recall, because this it was the summer 2018 when we were far away from all those troubles of self-distancing and lockdown. So it was a July, I think, 2018, and this moment will still remain dear to my life, because it was literally like a rebirth of the woman in me. And what it was is me realizing that being charming, smiling, happy, gracious, being able to accept, let's say, the male attention with grace. That changed everything, being gracious and being, thankful for any kind of attention, any kind gesture, any kind comment. Just remaining very, very gracious and smiling and pleasant and light. And that changed everything. Stop being in my head and just be floating almost. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's what the difference felt. And of course, I understand about masculine energy. So in terms of masculine energy, it's an energy that I apply very much in my profession, because I've been running my own business, a property business, for the last 12 something years. And of course, in this business, as being the leader, then I tend to apply masculine energy, because I have to plan, I have to think, I have to do things, I have to achieve things, I have to achieve deadlines and make things happen. So that's pretty much masculine. But thankfully, I'm able to dissociate and separate this aspect of myself that needs to get things done professionally, or even sometimes for my personal life, as opposed of how I interact and behave when I'm around male, especially if it's not in a professional setup. But even still, even in a professional setup, I was praised many times to come across as a businesswoman who is not like hardened and literally like turned like a man and like come as strong as the opposite sex in the boardroom. So yeah, that the feminine energy definitely made the difference. And I realized you obtain a few favors here and there.
a few favors here and there. What sort of favors, Denise? Do tell.
Well, I can give you an example. If I am driving, I know I was talking about the professional, but the driving one just popped in my mind. If I'm driving and I'm going to be cheeky and I want to overtake someone, I'm more likely to let be passed with a nice smile and a look straight in the eye if it's a male driver than if it's a female, it doesn't work as well. And even if they're angry, they can see what I want to do and I'm about to overtake them or pull in front of them because I want to go into another lane. But just that just kind of calmed them right down. So I'm doing this all the time. I'm being cheeky like this when I'm driving. In terms of in a professional way, then you just can obtain a little bit more, something faster, or obtain a bigger discount, or just obtain something which was going to be a no because it's too late, or the window is closed, or the opportunity is already gone. I mean, you just get little extras added, or sometimes just like a free gift or a free addition, a little extra something just because actually there's often absolutely no reason, no strings attached. So yeah, that's really, really nice.
Mm. So Denise, tell me, what would you say to the woman who works every day in a boardroom type environment, and you know she's wanting a masculine man, and she's saying, like, where are all the masculine men gone? what would you say to that woman?
Well, I would say to this woman to take a good long hard look at herself in the mirror first, and to identify if she feels feminine and like a woman, meaning you have the external aspect, which is what men tend to be attracted by. So how a woman groom herself, how neat and hygienic she looks, her makeup, how nice and ideally naturally looks, her looks, you know, clothes nicely fitted, and the shoes and the nails and the hair. So that could be one aspect.
Men are visual creatures, aren't they?
The visual feature, exactly, that makes you very, very woman without neither being seductive. You know, you can be professional and very, very, very feminine, but yet we're not talking about the seductive aspect here. So that's the first thing. The second thing is something that I've actually applied through my years in business, is that I lower my tone of voice. I slow down my speech. No matter what I've got in front of me, I will speak at my own pace. I will speak eloquently, and I would put my point across at my own pace, the way I want to. And you usually, ideally, see the other person opposite as an equal. At time, it might be that, yes, you might have to be really on point with your stuff. You have to be on time, you have to be sharp, you have to be knowledgeable. But outside of that, you don't need to match the testosterone in the room, or you do not need to match the energy. You can be at your own pace, at your own energy. And actually, that can be quite captivating. And then people in the room will then lower themselves down to your pace for as long, of course, that you're able to have a point that are valid, makes a difference, and you're able to put them across in a eloquent and intelligible way. That I found that that works for me very well. So I can still be very feminine, though a businesswoman. I don't have to be tough. I know what I want. I know what I like from what I do not want to. That's all I'm focusing on. And the rest is just a negotiation.
Yes. Because what I found is that, you know, these days, a lot of women see feminine energy as a weakness. And it was the reverse for me, because when I worked with in excess of 100 men, being the only female working in that environment, I found that I was able to get the guys to do work that otherwise would have been left undone. And, you know, the two male colleagues that I worked with, you know, sometimes they'd be in the battleground with them trying to get them to do it. But I would approach them with feminine energy, because the masculine responds to the feminine energy. That's what they're attracted to. And sometimes, you know, one of my male colleagues would say, oh, can you go and speak to John? You know, he'll do it for you. And feminine energy in the workplace is just as effective, or can be even more effective. So to a lot of women out there, I would say, don't see your feminine energy as a weakness. Use it. And what you've just described tells me that you're using it too.
I love it. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. Actually, I don't even think in terms of using it anymore. It's just natural. Me. I came back to me. Mm-hmm. And now I embrace it. So that's really where I am now.
Yes, yes. So, Denise, you've seen my queen diagram, the one that was inspired by the Most High to create. What do you think of the queen diagram? And have you found yourself implementing that in your dating and courtship life?
Wow. The queen diagram is just simply so powerful. And again, if it could simply be understood by women, it's like the most counterintuitive drawing, because you would think that it can't just be, it's not just that, it cannot be that easy. But if anything, it is everything. So the diagram, I'm just going to kind of depict it again, just in case if anyone has not seen it. Mm-hmm. So you have steps. At the bottom of the steps, you have a male. And at the top of the step, you have a female who is depicting as a queen with a crown on her head. And she's just there standing at the top of the stairs on her throne. And she's just still not moving. She's just there. And the male at the bottom of the stairs is making steps, one step after the other, with flowers and gifts and all sorts of different things. And he's literally trying to make his way up and up and up until he can get to the last step and be greeted, let's say welcomed into the environment of the queen. So that's what the diagram is all about. And sometimes the queen actually leaves her throne and start going down the steps. So I guess I found myself there many years back, which I do not experience anymore. And as a result of standing myself, not even have to stand myself firm, I'm just there and I'm in my world. I'm not even really focusing or worrying about what the suitors are doing. They do their thing, I do mine, and I'm all the way there in my world, doing my thing, just making myself feeling good, making myself being happy, doing all the stuff I love, putting myself first. And unbelievably, that just transformed my dating world, whereby I have men falling over heels to do me favors, help me, do stuff for me, when they're not even getting a kiss or anything. I don't need to give myself away to them or do anything. And yet they just there, and the more I kind of step away and step back and look back and, you know, identify, maybe thinking, reflecting, observing, the more they seem to enjoy this the status quo to keep on pursuing for some reason. So yeah, it was a bit strange first, but I got to really embrace it and realize, wow, I really don't have to do anything.
So you would definitely recommend that a woman has a look at that video?
Oh, definitely. She has to look at it first, and also it's sometimes it's not easy to translate the theory from the practice. So it's just reviewing in your daily life what how you're behaving. And if you cannot identify for yourself where you go wrong, imagine that it's a friend of yours and you're looking from the outside. And then you'll be able to reflect back and be like, yes, okay, if it was my sister, or if it was my best friend, or if it was, somebody that I really love in my life, would I see them go through this and say nothing, or would I actually step in and be like, that doesn't look right, does it?
Yeah, an extremely powerful diagram. Well, Denise, that's our time. It's gone so quickly, believe
Wow, just fantastic.
It's gone
Fantastic.
so quickly. And just thank you for being on the show today
Oh, thank you for having me. I enjoyed
and
it.
sharing with our listeners. If there was one thing, just one more thing that you'd love to share, what would that be?
If there would be one thing, I would say that's the most challenging thing. This is the most challenging, but get back to yourself, meaning get to identify who you are first. Find yourself again if you feel lost. I'm not talking so much about even career, where you want to go, but how you want to feel every day and what you want to get up to. How do you feel inside? If you feel erratic, anxious, fearful, it might be time to regroup first before even going out there and dating, because from this point, you're only gonna, first of all, attract the wrong kind of person or keep the wrong kind of men chasing you. But the quality ones, they might not even give you a second glance because energy is captivating and you're communicating also. So I find that you have to feel right within yourself first before you venture into the dating world. You have to know what you want also for yourself before you can even figure out what you want from a man. You have to, yeah. That would be my biggest advice.
Thank you so much. And I concur, that you are the common denominator of all your relationships, whether it's a man or a woman that's listening. And you can never attract more than how you feel about yourself. And I think it's important for women to understand that, especially when they think that they're everything is outside of themselves. They see themselves as a victim of their circumstances. So it's really about taking ownership and thinking, well, why have I attracted this? There's something about me that needs to change. And what you've done, Denise, is you've actually shared your journey from where you were. And I'm sure there are many women that want to be where you are right now, wonderful about themselves and knowing that they can do it. So I appreciate you so much coming on the show today and sharing your story. So we'd love to have you on the show again. Would
My
you
pleasure.
do that?
It would be with absolute pleasure. It's always a pleasure, Valerie, to be on your show and to share with you and your listeners various topics and experiences. So, with absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much. Well, listeners, that's it for today. Have a wonderful day. Check your vibe at all times. Focus on what you want to attract. And as always, the divine in me bows to the divine in you. Bye-bye. Oh, and by the way, just before I sign off, if you want to have a look at that diagram, go to valerieacampbell.com. Go to the blog page and you will find the diagram. And as always, the divine in me bows to the divine in you. Bye-bye.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio App. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.